I want to welcome you this morning. Say hello. Here at Grace and Peace, we sometimes get a little bit real. If you're new to us, we're going to have a real moment here for a second. But it's a good moment. We have something called an Elder Five every once in a while, and it's 5 minutes for the elders to say something. And this is probably going to be shorter than Elder 5 minutes. We have something that we like to read to you, that I like to read to you. It's written in my voice, but it's all of us agreeing together. I'm just going to read this to you. It's a letter, and we'll also publish this to the whole congregation in case someone's not here today. Dear Grace and Peace, the congregational meeting 4 Sundays ago was my first real Grace and Peace congregational meeting. We did have a budget meeting last spring that I was a part of, but this meeting had more room for discussion and deliberation. As someone who is still new to the church, the meeting left me with the feeling that there may be some distrust of the session by the congregation, or at least some confusion or uncertainty about what we were proposing. It also left me asking the questions, what has caused this sentiment? And if there is distrust, what can we do to heal it? It is with that fundamental posture that I write to you. I sense that there is some distrust, and I would like, as a newcomer, to learn and to seek to find healing where it is needed. With regard to the session's proposal to the congregation and the outcome of the meeting, I can share that the ultimate outcome of the meeting, with 2 non-session members elected to serve with the session on the search committee, is one that we had considered as the session. It is not one that we oppose. I saw and continue to see the wisdom in having some non-session members as a part of the committee, and we have already seen in our first meeting, which we had this week, that both Sarah and Gail will make valuable contributions to our work. It will slow down our process and calling Mike, but it will ultimately build trust and bring a strong recommendation. I can also say that our desire was not to pull a fast one. We sincerely wanted to save time and money in a trying season for our church and bring to the congregation a person that we believe is worthy of being elevated from assistant to associate pastor. We came to you with a request that is fully constitutional and common in PCA circles. We came to you because you, the congregation, have the authority, and only the only ones that have the authority, to call senior and associate pastors. Our desire was to expedite the process and put Mike before you for your deliberation and vote. It's your call. We in no way want to take that from you. And yet, what the meeting revealed is that we need to do a better job in communicating and listening to the congregation when we make decisions. The church cannot be governed and run at the congregational level, but that does not mean that we should not include people and listen to varying perspectives. We deeply desire that and have been discussing and strategizing and praying about ways in which we can make the life of our session more inclusive and open. Be looking for some of these ideas to take on flesh in the coming season of our life together. I treasure the uniqueness of Grace and Peace. With your deep love and commitment to your church, with your sense of ownership, with your strong voluntary spirit and the egalitarian atmosphere. It's largely what drew me here. I do not want to squelch that. Yet I do feel fervently that there is healing to be done and that suspicion and criticism are not healthy aspects of church life over the long term. I hope and pray that we can restore your confidence in us and return to that biblical relationship of loving trust that God wants for us. warmly and sincerely, me, Pastor Tim, for the session. Can I pray? Heavenly Father, we do pray that you would be with us by your Spirit, that you would, as the Apostle Paul says, build in us the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And I pray that you would give us all wisdom, that you would give us discernment and insight, and that you would give us love and charitable esteem for one another. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.